Duke was larger than life. And everyone in the world knew Duke from the New York scene. The ball players would go. I mean, when the ball, back in 19, I got my start in business very early, in 1960, when quite by accident, someone sold me his job as the gopher for the PR director of the Washington Senators. And as a second part of the job, I covered the game for UPI. And one night, Duke came and sat in the press box, as he did many times. And at the end of a Yankee doubleheader, he said, hey, got on the press box PA and said, hey, you guys, come to my place afterwards for shrimp and drinks. So all the Yankee sports writers and then Mickey Mantle, we all showed up at Duke's about midnight, and we stayed there till 4 o'clock in the morning, drinking, eating shrimp, eating matzo ball soup. And we came out at 4 o'clock in the morning, and Mo Siegel, Casey Stengel, and Mickey Mantle then proceeded to hit golf balls down L Street at 4 o'clock in the morning.
What year was this?
1960 or 61.
Wow.
With a cop blocking L Street so these guys could hit golf balls down L Street. Now, at that time, there were no high-rises on L Street past the LaSalle building. Just two-story garages.